Welcome to Whack Brackets. We are the podcast whose only fan page was banned for having full frontal nudity. I'm your host, Mike, and on this episode, I have a puzzled mind. I don't have both of the puzzled minds, but I have a guy from the Puzzled Minds podcast, and this is June, and I want to thank you for being on. How you doing, June?
Thank you, man. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I feel like we just talked a few minutes ago, a few days ago, but hey, man, it is what it is.
It could have been about 30 minutes ago, so it could have been about 20 seconds ago.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll pull the curtain back, and we actually had another episode that will probably drop before this one where we bracketed off cult leaders, and I think that was a good one. Unfortunately, Tad was in that episode, and then he got busy and had to go, so he abandoned us for this one, but we'll forgive him for his indiscretion here, if that's
okay.
We'll
forgive him. Yeah, we'll forgive him.
So since you're having to carry his side of the show, you will definitely have to tell my folks here what you do over at the Puzzled Minds podcast.
Cool. So for anyone that doesn't know, we are the Puzzled Minds, or I guess I am, because we're not we. I am the one half of the Puzzled Minds podcast, and we help piece together those 2 a.m. thoughts. And that's kind of our logo or slogan, whatever you want to call it. And the whole point of it is to have interesting conversations with people that have interesting lives, experiences, or whatever it is. Sometimes we have, you know, just topics that we want to talk about. You know, I'm trying to get this person that was in prison for 20 years to see like what it's about, like, you know, process of the whole prison system, stuff like that. Just any type of 2 a.m. conversation, you know, just that's what we want to have. So.
All righty. Yeah. These guys have a great podcast. It's a lot of fun. I've actually been on an episode, and not only that, they have stickers. So if you want some Puzzled Minds stickers, I actually have about 20 or 30 of them. So reach out to me and I will send them to you. If you live in the United States, I will send you a Puzzled Minds sticker and a Whack Bracket sticker for free. Just send me an email. And I forgot to say this in the last podcast. You can send it to Mikey@whackbrackets.com and I will send you stickers. So with that said, I guess we are ready to go on to said Whack Bracketing.
Let's do it.
All right. And on this episode of Whack Brackets, we are going to whack bracket off frivolous spendings, and we are going to focus on the people who do said frivolous spendings. And the first bracket is going to include people who buy personalized license plates, and we're going to pit them off against people who buy skins in video games. And my question to you, John, is which one of these two people is more likely to refer to their crew as dogs? D-A-W-G-S for those keeping track at home.
So when I think of people who buy skins in video games, I'm thinking of like 10-year-olds in middle school just trying to, you know, impress their friends at school. Like, hey, man, I got this like new Fortnite skin or whatever skin, whatever game from what skin. But for whatever reason, when I think of personalized like license plates, I'm thinking of maybe high schoolers or maybe like CEOs of companies that are just like, you know, CEO AMZN, like Amazon, stuff like that, you know? There's like a level of somewhat sophistication with like personalized license plates, but I don't know if it's just because the ones that I've seen aren't really as trashy, you know? So I'm thinking that like people who buy skins are more likely to say dog, D-A-W-G.
All right. Well, I'm actually going to make this a game right out the chute because I'm going to disagree, though you're 100% right with license plates. The thing is about license plates is you span across the gamut of people. You have husbands who are neutered and are trying to suck up to their wives. You have people that'll have their sports team on there or like an abbreviation for their neighborhood, or they'll be like Fast RTU or something and try to be clever. But they're always people who just feel more self-important than what they are to me. Whereas people that buy skins in games, again, like you said, it's usually on the young side, but they're flashier, et cetera. They're trying to get attention to them. But here's where it draws the line for me and why I'm going to go with license plates. I think if you have skins in games, you can't just buy one skin because it will get old fast. Usually you buy a skin and then a few weeks later, it's deprecated and then people are making fun of you. So you had to buy another skin and another skin. Now, first off, my thinking is that those people are already pretty self-aware of how they look and how they act. And if you have a person that is using the incorrect term to refer to their crew, then they're going to get made fun of for that. So if they refer to you as a dog the first time, you're like, okay, I'm his dog. And then they're still calling you his dog in about a week or a month. You're like, dude, that term's dated. You got to get a new term. For license plates, like you said, it's some chuckle fuck CEO. And he's all like, hey, man, these are my dogs. You know, he's at Hooters getting loaded up after a big merger. So I'm thinking, at least that's why I think that I think it's a date thing. I think that people that have personalized license plates, because they last longer and people are more likely to try to keep them year to year, they get in their groove and they just go with it, where the people with the skins are definitely trying to change it up. So
yeah, I could see that, because like the longevity of having a license plate, you know, people see that, people know you, like, oh yeah, that's my dog that has that car, versus like someone who buys a skin is just like, oh, that's that kid with that new skin. Like, there's not really, you know, I wouldn't say like my dogs, they got that new skin. Like, that doesn't sound right, you know?
So are you sticking with the skins then, or are you going to switch over to the license plates with me?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with you, man. I think this is the personalized license plate. I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes that happens. I think you talked me off something last whack bracket. So if you put up a good argument, I'm willing to change. So I'm glad to see that we have a guest that is willing to do so as well, and not just fight for the sake of fighting, though. That's fun too.
No. I'm not married to my ideas, so, especially with these.
Okay, good. But I have to mention this, especially since Tad's not here, and I'm going to drag the episode out a little longer. When I was, I guess, about 25 years ago, between 20 and 25 years ago, I had a blue Jeep, which is irrelevant to the story, but I had a license plate that was not personalized, but people used to ask me all the time if it was personalized. And you had three numbers and three letters on Kentucky license plates. And I shit you not, my Jeep license plate was 869 Amy, 869 AMY. And people used to be like, oh, that's real funny. And I never even noticed. They're like, how's Amy doing? I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. They're like, your license plate, dog. It's like, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, son of a bitch. So I got to the point. Yeah, it was nice because Jeeps are a car that are relatively common. Mm-hmm. So if I was in a parking lot or something and somebody drove by and they would just call me like, hey, man, I'm going to stop by and say, hey, I see you're at BW3s or whatever. So I'm like, okay, because they would just see my license plate and instantly knows me.
I actually have a question now. I wonder for any of your listeners. So when you have a license plate, you know, it's usually like what, 7 characters. Is that what it is?
I think it changes depending on your local
state. Okay. Yeah. So in my particular state, I have 7 characters, and for whatever reason, I always have to find a way to like remember it, because I'm not going to remember like a random letter and random number.
Right.
And so one of my cars that I had, it was VBH, and I remember this because of this thing I'm going to say, VBH 2618. And I used to think, you know, vaginas be hairy verse 2618 or something, or 2816, something like that. And I'm wondering if any of your listeners do something like that too, where they kind of like try to find a quirky way to remember it.
So yeah, you said verse 2618. Are you quoting? Because you're quoting like, from the vagina Bible here, or what?
That's what I think it is. Yeah, I think it was 2618. Yeah, I remember that. For whatever reason, like that. That's the only reason why I don't even know my own one now. Like the one that the license plates that I have now, because I haven't really thought of anything yet. But that one stands out. So I'm wondering if your listeners do something like that too.
I don't know. I know I don't. At least not for license plates. I do that for other terms. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But I do that sporadically, where I'll try to remember things and use mnemonics to do so. So yeah, I'll definitely float that out there.
Very curious.
Yeah, throw that out there if I forget to post it when this episode drops, and ask people, because I am curious as well.
I got you. I'll see if anyone reads from the Vagina Bible as well. VBH 2618.
And on the seventh day, John resteth by his big hairy vagina.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. That went off track quick. But license plates are going to advance to the next round against the person who does this. People who buy greeting cards versus people who buy entertainment magazines. And I'm thinking particularly in line at your grocery store, but it could be any entertainment magazine. Mm-hmm. Which one of these two sets of people are more likely to cry watching the television show This Is Us?
So I'll take this one first. So entertainment magazines, I don't see people, I see them using it in terms of like they like gossip. I'm thinking of like tabloids, you know, and entertainments. Does that count as like, I guess it depends on whatever I want it to be, but I'm thinking like, you know, like music magazines or whatever type of magazine that you like to do. But greeting cards, and I don't know, this is just a personal thing. Like people that I know, they really, really like greeting cards. I think it's just a sentimental thing of people, you know, it's the fact that you thought of them and, you know, like you wanted to make them feel good. And so there's like a sentimental value with greeting cards. And so because of that, I think that's, you can transition that thing to someone who would most likely cry at This Is Us. Like there's like some type of like emotional connection with greeting cards. With entertainment magazines, like even like Playboy, you just wank it out and then you're done. Like there's no emotional thing to it, you know?
Yeah. I never really thought of Playboy as an entertainment magazine, but I guess in its prime form, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It could be anything. So yeah, with that said, I do agree with you 100%. Personally, I hate greeting cards, and my wife hates greeting cards, and I hate spending the money on the greeting cards. What I'll do sporadically is my wife is relatively crafty, so if I want to say something or whatever, we'll just kind of throw it in a Photoshop or whatever and print it out and give it to the people.
Yeah.
Because greeting cards are fucking expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even want to go off on that because I have a very, very big gripe about greeting cards. But yeah, they're like, they can range from anywhere from like $3, $3.99 to like $6.99.
Yeah.
And then you throw them away.
Right. If you're going to give me a gift card, fuck the greeting card with the gift card in it. Just add $5 more to my gift card.
Exactly. No, I'm 100% with you on this. And I will say, though, that I do keep all of my wife's cards. I do keep those. But everyone else's, you guys are all in the trash. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Everyone else's, yeah. I keep all my wife's cards, but I share the same sentiment of most people, they throw them away. I don't know many people that keep their greeting cards. Like, yeah. Maybe a few. But I used to actually, like, print out e-gift card, not e-gift cards, but e-cards.
Yeah.
You know, like where they would be like, it would fold it. I don't know how old people are, but it would be folded into like a 4-sheet piece of paper, like an actual card. That's what I would give people because I thought that gift cards or greeting cards were a fucking waste of money.
Yeah. They're just a scam.
Yeah.
So to me, it's probably older people. My mom, for instance, still loves to send cards and I'll let her know. I'm like, don't send the card, but she just can't help herself. She's just old and she loves to send cards. So, and I think that's the thing is I do think it is a sentiment thing. I think it's people feel like it's more important. I love when people say, oh, I didn't care about the gift card or I didn't care about the gift card in the middle, but your card meant so much to me. I'm like, don't be that fucking guy. Nobody
I know. Just give me that monetary item that you're going to give me, like that gift card that I want. Yeah, that's what
and,
I really want.
And you know what? I would rather you just call me and say, whatever, Mike. And that to me means more to me than sending me a gift card.
So it's kind of like when people like I don't normally like telling people happy birthday if I can in text. If you can tell me in person, I'd rather you tell me that than a text message. That means nothing to me.
Yeah, and we're gonna go off on this because now you've pulled a thread that I want to talk about for at least a second. I hated on fucking Facebook when I accidentally had my birthday public. And I don't use the Facebooks too often. And next thing I would know, I would start getting all kinds of private messages or whatever alerts. And then it'd be like, happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike. So then I have to go through and I try to respond to everybody. And then I got to try to remember and look at their birthday and try to remember to wish them a happy birthday. When you get my age, first off, birthdays don't mean anything. Birthdays are the most worthless thing to begin with. It's just a day. Everybody has them. There's nothing special about the fucking day at all.
Yeah.
You just happen to be born on a random day. Fuck it.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Not to side tangents, but what is your opinion on gifts? Do you like giving gifts?
I like giving more than receiving. Yeah.
Okay. The only reason why I ask that is because like that whole you had mentioned that, you know, when someone wishes you a happy birthday, you have to kind of like wish them happy birthday. It's kind of like an unsaid agreement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to probably sound like a fucking Grinch saying this, but I kind of feel the same way with like gift giving. It's like kind of like an eternal back and forth thing until someone dies and then you don't have to repay them. You know, it's like, hey, right. I gave you a gift this year. you better give me one this year. And then this dance continues until one of us dies.
Right.
But don't get me wrong, though. I do love a gift, but I just won't give you one back.
Yeah, I appreciate a gift. I won't say I love it. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally, there's only one person I get gifts from that I look forward to every year. He's one of my best friends, and mm-hmm. we give each other gifts, but they're literally just stupid gifts every year. So it's almost just a clown town trying to figure out who's going to give the most ridiculous gift. I think I gave him a T-shirt this year. It had a puma on it, and he said, "I'm going to poo my pants." That's what it was.
Love it. So,
yeah, and he gave me, and this is irrelevant, but he gave me 2 O.J. Santiago football cards, which sounds completely ridiculous, but I beat him with O.J. Santiago. And if you're a sports guy, you know he wasn't a very good tight end for very long. But I had him as a backup tight end, and I played my friend Bob in fantasy football. Mm-hmm. And I had to play that guy that week. And on the last play of the game, O.J. Santiago got a touchdown and beat Bob. And I think it may have kept him out of the playoffs because I had this shitty guy on the end of my bench. I didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You just knocked him out, which is even better.
Yeah, and it's O.J. Santiago, terrible player, but he gave me a couple football cards. So, yeah, we do this every year, just kind of give each other something stupid and see what we can do. That's the only gift I look forward to. Other than that, fuck it. Even my wife and I were very much anti-gift giving to one another because, hell, we're full-ass grown people. If I want something, I usually just go buy it.
Yeah, exactly. The last thing I have about gifts is I'm more of a utility person. Like, if you're going to give me a gift, give me something that I'm going to use. And I use that same sentiment with other people too. I'll be like, you know, I'm not going to give you some gifts. I'm going to give you something that you can use. And so, you know, one of the examples I gave someone like a cookbook, and I was like, you're probably not going to read it, but you know, at least you can use it to like cook something. Like, I'm, you know, I don't want to give you like a rainbow colored dildo.
Hey, I could use that. You never know.
Hey, look, whenever your birthday is, I got you.
But, dude, that's awesome. I'll let you know
what I'm saying. Well, I guess, you know what, in that case, you could use it as utility, as food. So, well, I don't know, man. I didn't think about that. So just keep that one in there.
Yeah, we'll just keep it in there. But yeah, I haven't even touched on entertainment magazines. But like you said, I think I'm 100% in agreement. We went on the greeting card rant. I think we agree that these are sappy people with sappy feelings, and they're the ones that are going to be bawling at This Is Us. The entertainment magazine is more like, oh, look, it's Prince William. Oh, he and Kate are having trouble. Or, oh, who's getting the rose on the fucking Bachelorette or some fuck all that. You know, I don't give a shit. And those people, I won't rant on them because that's irrelevant. But I don't think they really give a shit about This Is Us.
And yeah.
They're watching it because somebody told them to. They're like, oh, well, This Is Us is one of the most popular shows. And they're like, I like to be popular and up on my entertainment, so I will watch this show. So fuck those people.
I agree.
So we're going to let those people go on. Or not those people. We're going to let those people go. And we are going to let the greeting cards purchasers go on. And they are going to go against the personalized license plate purchasers. With the final whack bracket question being, which one of these two sets of people is more likely to get thrown out of your Applebee's?
So I think if we're going based off that whole thing with the CEO being kind of like the personalized license plate, being the douche, like he has the money, he's going to just, you know, pay for everyone's drinks and all that. Like, he's going to be the one that's like, hey, everyone gets shots on me, buying all these wings and everyone's getting fucked up and, you know, they're enjoying their time versus someone who watches This Is Us. I didn't think about this. Now, if they are watching This Is Us in the Applebee's and they're crying to the point where they need to be kicked out.
I can see that.
Yeah. I don't know if they would show This Is Us at Applebee's, but if they did, I'm going to go with This Is Us. These people, well, I'm not going with them, but I'm saying with This Is Us, I feel like they would have maybe at most 4 people maybe with you at Applebee's, but person with the license plates, they got their dogs with them. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. They got their dogs.
Yeah, they got their dogs. And so more people, more possibility to get kicked out. So I'm going with a personalized license plate.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do this as well. We kind of set this question up with our back catalog here because the greeting cards people are probably a little more sentimental. They may be bawling, but usually you can go to the bathroom and compose yourself and you can get back to the table. I don't think I've ever seen anyone get thrown out of a restaurant for crying, and they can usually resolve it themselves. Whereas there's always a dick that's too drunk, especially at the Applebee's bar. And it's probably the CEO, and his Doge is his Doges, I guess we should his say
Doge.
His Doge. And he's spending way too much money and being a dick, probably hitting on the waitress. You know, hey, you want to come check out my Mercedes with a personalized plate? It says it says Hot Boy on it. And he's like 48. He's about my age, but he's still trying to hit on like 21-year-old waitresses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and the thing is, he's probably married to like some 24-year-old, but she won't give him the time of day anymore because she's out banging the fitness instructor. So it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah,
I'm giving this guy a whole terrible backstory. But yeah, regardless of that, I think he's the one the more likely to get thrown out of the Applebee's would be my guess. So yeah. I think we're going to agree that personalized license plate guy is more likely to get thrown out of an Applebee's.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. I think unfortunately the CEOs win this one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think I accidentally hit the pause button there for a second, people. So I made June repeat that. You probably won't hear it, but hey, hopefully it's not too bad. So with that said, I think the personalized license plate guys win again. Thank you, June. And tell Tad, we missed having him on, but we'll get him on a full episode next time. But with all that said, why don't you tell the people how to reach out to you and Tad on the Puzzle Minds podcast on the social media platforms?
Cool. Well, first off, thank you, Mike, for having us. It's always a pleasure and always fun to have these conversations, these, quote, 2 a.m. conversations, you know?
Yeah, we did a lot more of that than just bracketing. This has been a fun episode.
Hey, look, yeah, sometimes we got to experiment, collaborate, you know? So
yeah, totally agree.
If you can find us on Instagram, Puzzled Minds Podcast, Twitter's Puzzled Minds Pod, and you can find us on all major streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anything like that. If you have an interesting experience that you would like to, you know, you think that would be really interesting to share with the world, let us know. Gmail is puzzledmindspodcast@gmail.com. And I guess by the time this episode is out, the t-shirts that I promised last time should be live. So I will send Mike the link for all that. But, you know, check them out. It's corgi stuff. If you like corgis, you don't like corgis, still, they're corgis. So,
yeah, you could have a whole corgi hater site, too, where it's like has the same picture or whatever, which is a big red circle.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Hey, look, man, we gotta make it.
That's right. You can't just appeal to corgi lovers. You have to appeal to corgi haters too.
Oh, see, there you go. That's the two sides to the coin. That's Mike, right. You're thinking.
Get all that scratch, man. So again, thank you guys for being, or not you guys. Thank you for being on. Thank Tad for being on both show or the first show. Thank Tad for being on the first show. Thank you for being on the second show. I'll get it right one day, but you can reach out to me on any of the social media platforms. I am at Whack Brackets on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Facebooks, or you can send me an email, anything at whackbrackets.com. You can send it, of course, to Mikey@whackbrackets.com. You can send it to thisisusblowsass@whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. You can send it to drunkceograbbingawaitress's@whackbrackets.com. I will get that. I will literally get any of those. I kid you not. Try it. You might be surprised. So one more time, John, Puzzled Minds, thank you for being a guest, buddy. And we'll get you on again eventually. But until then, I would like you to lead everyone out of this episode. So we'll see you.
Bye, everyone. Stay puzzled.